You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Monday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Lingfield, Chelmsford and Musselburgh. We start at 12.05 with that jumping card at Musselburgh, then it's all weather action from Lingfield and Chelmsford. Make sure you join the guys in the studio for full race commentaries and results from all the tracks, as well as expert betting commentaries and analysis throughout the day. But joining myself, Sam Norris, ahead of all that to look at the action is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, Sam, thank you.
Good stuff. Do you enjoy Saturday's action? Another belting day of National Hunt, wasn't it?
It was, and it was good to see some of the smaller guys getting their moment in the sun as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice when things aren't dominated by the big guys.
Slightly boring, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, not only his performance, but I think that was another one of the reasons why everyone loved Koenigry's Gold Cup win last year so much, Mick.
Absolutely. And, let's hope he stays in one piece and for another crack, because I just love his technique. I love it, the way he just goes about his job. Brilliant to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. A horse who cannot be considered a small guy, though, a small player, is the winner of yesterday's Tingle Creek, Saïd Grougie, winning the race for the second time, beating the well-punted Special Tiara into second place over Henry de Bromhead Yard, and the favourite Vibrato Valtat back in third. The race cut up a little bit after Underso's withdrawal in the week. Simon Sigg was laying the day before, but Saïd Grougie back to something like his best, Mick.
Yeah, he doesn't look quite the horse he was, but you could see the old champion. You just know these champions, they'll dig deep when they have to, and it was great to see him back. Of course, Gary Moore having that purple patch helped, I think, and you just sort of sensed it was going to happen, didn't you? I mean, full credit to Special Tiara, made him work all the way to the line. I was a bit disappointed with the comments in the Racing Post. The comments writer said Special Tiara remains a step below the best around. Hang on a minute. He's finished third in the Queen Mother. He's just got beaten by a former winner of the Queen Mother. If he's not in the top sort of four or five 2 mile chasers around, what on earth does this guy want? I just don't get comments like that at all. Special Tiara's smashing horse, goes well around here, ran his heart out, made it a proper race, and it was unfortunate what happened at the last, because it didn't help either of them.
Yeah.
Possibly cost Special Tiara more momentum than Saïd Grougie, because he had the advantage at the time, but I think it denied us of a thrilling finish. Not that we didn't get one as it was, but I would have loved to have seen those two going eyeball to eyeball up there, wouldn't you?
Yes, certainly would do. Yeah, interesting you mentioned that about Special Tiara. I suppose when you get these horses who place in great races but don't necessarily go on and win them, they don't get the respects they perhaps deserve. It's similar to some of the comments levelled at the Grey Gatsby on the flat. Mm. He doesn't always seem to get the plaudits he deserves.
Yeah,
because he's beaten by quality horses.
I backed him in massive prices for the Queen Mother last year, and he helped my bets along, because I had him into each way, doubles, trebles, etc.
Got to run for your money as well.
Absolutely brilliant. He's a smashing horse. You wouldn't mind owning him, would you?
Yeah.
He's only 8 years old. He's probably still improving. I hope that he makes that guy eat his words one day.
There we go. Just a quick mention on the third then, the beaten favourite Vibrato Valtat on the day.
Should never have been favourite. He's barely out the novice stage, and in the circumstances he's run an exceptionally good race. Because he was a beaten favourite, don't knock his performance, because he's just not there yet. But as he's only six, he's got plenty of time.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have been favourite on the day.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah, could be further improvement to come from that one. We'll also have a little look at some of the action at Aintree. We'll start with the Betfred Lotto Chase, won by Don Poley, beating Many Clouds in second and Menorah into third. Only a four-runner affair, but it was decent stuff, Mick.
Yeah, I didn't think he looked great pre-race, Don Poley, but he showed his battling qualities. Stays all day, doesn't he, this horse, and showed his class. I don't think he'd live with Don Cossack. He's in the same ownership, personally, if it came to a head, yeah, to head between those two. But he's a very good horse, and as I say, he's only six, so he's open to improvement. It looks to me as though he's just could do with filling out that frame a little bit, but there's nothing wrong with his attitude or his ability.
Yeah, and good to see Many Clouds travel well again in second, because there aren't too many that come back from the National, is there?
Ran a blinder, didn't he? And, yeah, that was they'll have been delighted with that, even though he was beaten into second. He was trying to give the winner £5, who is a, you know, a proper grade one horse. So it was no disgrace at all.
Yeah.
And one of the little guys in the winner's enclosure that we referred to was Jimmy Moffat with old Alan Lodge, who,
yes,
of course, first run for the stable. And what a performance he put up, jumping around Aintree to the Manor Born. And Emma always thought he was an Aintree horse, a Grand National horse even, and it was great to see Jimmy Moffat, and along with the double for Neil King and Neil Mulholland and big races in Sandown, it was the day for just the guys slightly under the radar, not the Mullinses or the Nichols or et al, the day for the smaller guy.
Which is tremendous to see in all sport, isn't it, really, Nick?
I mean, absolutely.
It's not just restricted to racing. We all love a bit of that, don't we?
Like Leicester at the top of the Premiership,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Certainly, yeah. Anything else really caught the eye then from Sandown or Aintree before we move on?
Just looking through, I didn't see much of Chepstow. I don't know if what was going on there, if I missed anything, but I was mainly concentrating on the RUK action. Weatherby was quite a decent... decent card that sort of slipped under the radar a little bit, didn't it? We saw a nice double for Sue Smith. I had mixed look at, no luck at all at Aintree. Both of her horses falling in the races over the big fences. No planning, falling at the chair. And Mawaleshi, a horrible fall at Beaches in the Grand Sefton. I hope Sean Quinlan's okay. It took a shocking-looking fall. I was very impressed with Vendo at Weatherby. I don't know what happened last time. Great run the time before, and whatever it was, he put that behind him. He was very, very impressive. There's definitely a good race in Vendor somewhere along the way. Keep him on the right side.
Okay, then it's on to Monday's action now. Then on this part of the podcast, we'll start with Lingfield's 2 o'clock. This is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. Seven runners down to contest this class three. And quite a few horses here, Mick, hitting the crossbar recently.
Yeah, including my selection here. It was Aliator, trained by Sir Mark. Luke Morris taking the ride. He still remains £9 higher than his last win, but is in good form. And the two good, excellent runs the last twice here. Down in grade, I think that's the key thing. He's down into class three from class two. And I think he's got... got a first-rate chance, Aliator. I knew it was beaten... Well, it was no disgrace to be beaten by Man of Harlech last time. It was a very good horse on his days. So this looks a bit easier. Super Kid, he's 1 from 11, but he's consistent. He went close, his only star here. Came from off the pace last time, and that was at Kempton. Ridden a bit more prominently, he could end up being the danger to Aliator. The other one to mention is the lightly raced and unexposed Taish. Now, if there's any money for him, used to be trained by John Gosden. First start for Michael Appleby. Showed ability, all three. The absence of worry, but of interest if strong in the market. But Aliator looks the safer option.
Aliator then for Mixer Mark Prescott and Luke Morris teaming up on that one. We stay at Lingfield for the second race on today's podcast. This is a Phillies handicap coming up at 2:30. 7 furlongs is the trip ahead of these 9 runners. And I suppose it's all about Seisha Louise.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But she has gone up £14 for that last win, which is, you know, it's going to be a bit of a steadier for her. She's going to have to carry on that level of improvement that she has showed the last twice. She's got no problems with this trip, stepping back up to 7 from 6. She may well be up to it, Seisha Loire, but I wouldn't want to be taking a very short price to find out whether she's up to a mark of 88 after winning off 74.
OK, and who's take her on with?
The one I think will be better value in the race is Crystal Malt, who... went up £3 for that course win last time. That was in class four. So she's up a grade and up four. But that's fair enough. She's consistent, goes well here, and receives £15 from Seisha Loire. And I think with Seisha Loire bound to take so much out of the market, Crystal Malt, cast iron for the frame each way. That'll do for me, Kristen. The other one to mention is Secret Hint, who is down in grade, and although still £10 higher than the last win, has gone close off similar marks in the recent past. And there's another one with a solid each-way claim. And that's probably going to be a double-figure prize, Secret Hint. They're two against the five, if you like, that might appeal at a bit better price.
OK, then one from the top and one from the bottom of the handicap for Mick, then, in that 2.30. We'll go over to Chelmsford City, then, for the next two races on today's podcast. We start with their 3.10 sprint handicap here over six furlongs. 13 of them to sort out here, Mick, and a couple arrive in winning form.
Yeah, they do. And the winners, Diamond Lady, Arlecchino's Leap, Mighty Zip, Cloak and Degas. I think Diamond Lady's quite interesting. She's won from 5 and 31. What you see is what you get with her. She was back to winning ways last time here at Chelmsford. She's got a good profile here at Chelmsford. Has gone close off higher mark, so is respected off a £4 higher mark. Cloak and Degas and Jamie Guest are quite closely matched on their runs. Cloak and Degas' last run, which was a winner, was 25-1 from the front last time. Not so easy from this draw, 11. And in any case, it's got work to do to hold off Jamie Guest, who is handicapped to turn it round with Cloak and Degas. Only got a length to turn round and gets a fair weight pull for that. Bit disappointing last time, but forget that run, and a big chance on that run behind Cloak and Degas. I'm going to take a chance, though, on Louis Vaz de Torres from the Richard Fye stable. Hasn't got the best of draws, out in the coffin box of 13, and went up £2 for that second at Chelmsford last time, but it was an encouraging return to the poly track, which he's very unexposed on, and could have fared better with the draw for his style of racing. But they do tend to race towards the centre, don't they, in Chelmsford? It might not be that bad. So, and he could be a bit of value. Louis Vaz de Torres for me.
Louis Vaz de Torres then getting the pick for Mick in that one for Richard Fahey and Tony Hamilton. The final race on today's podcast comes up at 3.40. This is a mile handicap at Chelmsford. 13 runners down for this. Good prize money off for Mick, and it's attracted a decent field.
Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't it? This, because there's very few. I always start with the old Sherlock Holmes method, eliminate the impossible, whatever left, however improbable, must be the solution. But it was difficult to kick anything into touch here. I've ended up with three after much deliberation. I'll start with a selection that's Volunteer Point from the Mick Shannon yard. Graham Gibbons up for the first time. He was given too much to do here last time. A career best is required, but he's no stranger to this grade of Class 3 and has been holding his form consistently well. And he's, as I say, Graham Gibbons, very positive jockey booking from Mitch. And he was often ridden by Charlie Bishop, but they've got a change of hands on him. Mythical Madness will be interesting from the Appleby yard, Charlie Appleby, that is, for Godolphin Adam Kirby back on board. Lightly raced on the poly track, down in grade. First start at this trip, which could be a good move. Hasn't quite been getting home over 10 furlongs. This mile could be the answer. So a definite player. And the other interesting one is Field of Dream. I know the last two wins have only been Class 6 claimers, but they may well have rebuilt his confidence, you know, just getting back into the winner's enclosure. And he's on a fair mark if it is. Back up in three grades and back into handicap. But Lucy Barry taking off the five. He might well outrun his prize, Field of Dreams. Can't see him winning it, but be interesting to see how he fares, to see if those claiming wins have rejuvenated him. So the selection is Volunteer Point.
Volunteer Point, then, the selection in that 3.40 race. Just remind us, please, then, give us a quick summary of your four picks for the action on Monday.
And the 2 o'clock at Lingfield, Aliator for Sir Mark. In the 2.30 at Lingfield, Crystal Malt for Richard Hannon. The 3.10 Chelmsford, Louis Vaz de Torres for the Richard Fahey stable. And in the 3.40, Volunteer Point from Mick Shannon's yard.
Thank you very much. There we are, the thoughts of Mick Norton ahead of the action on Monday. And you'll hear every race live from 12.05pm on William Hill Racing Radio. We're jumping at Musselburgh, and we've got the two all-weather cards at Lingfield and Chelmsford. So make sure you join us for all of that. Thank you for joining me on the podcast this morning, Mick, and best of luck.
Pleasure, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.